With NFL playoffs already underway and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Remember, that's BLEAV. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, 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 and welcome back to another episode of the Believe in Lions podcast. That's BLEAV right here on the Believe Network. I'm your host, as always, Jack Kavanaugh at Javanaugh87. Going another solo podcast here without the legendary all-pro interception leader, Glover Quinn, because we've got free agency news to bring you, and you need to hear it. There is so much going on with free agency kicking off. First and foremost, congratulations to Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes. New contracts for the two of them, as well as Chris Spielman. That kind of got buried in the fine print, but the three architects of this Detroit Lions team, Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, and Chris Spielman, are all going to be with the Detroit Lions for four more years. Now, this is interesting because Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, they came to the Lions with six-year deals, and they've only played 3 years out on those contracts. The Lions still had control for three more years over their head coach and general manager, but the Lions say, hey, we are well ahead of expectations. We made the NFC Championship game. Let's do a new deal. Let's sign you for another year. So Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell will be signed through the 2027 season. That's four more years under contract. And we'll give you a nice pay raise because you absolutely deserve it. And I think we all can agree Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell deserve whatever the Detroit Lions are going to give them. What a magical season that we just saw. They absolutely deserve the pay bump. And now it's back to work. Brad Holmes has been making moves throughout free agency. Dan Campbell reuniting with some former Lions players, bringing them back into the fold, bringing Graham Glasgow back for another year, reuniting with some former Saints players like Marcus Davenport. There have been a bunch of moves, and we are going to be breaking it all down for you here today. First move that the Lions made, aside from the contract extensions for Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, they signed Graham Glasgow. Graham Glasgow, the starting right guard for the Detroit Lions, does not hit free agency. Hours before free agency officially kicks off, Graham comes home. 3 years, $20 million. So Graham Glasgow, $6.6 million per year. That makes him the 13th highest paid right guard in the NFL and the 25th paid guard in the NFL in general. And that is an absolute steal for Graham. Graham Glasgow is better than the 13th right guard in the NFL, better than the 25th guard in the NFL, period, but takes a hometown discount, takes less money to stay with the Detroit Lions, a team that drafted him and then was unceremoniously disrespected by the previous regime in Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, hits free agency, walks away, and then returns. So Graham Glasgow, we're going to get another 3 years of Graham locking down that right guard position. More than likely, free agency is much more about the left guards because Lions do need a left guard now. Jonah Jackson, unfortunately, walks, $17 million per year, a three-year, $51 million deal for Jonah Jackson, and he deserves every penny, but I also see why the Detroit Lions weren't willing to cough up that money. Penei Sewell is about to become the highest paid tackle in football. Taylor Decker is making a pretty rich contract that he deserves. Frank Ragnow, one of the highest paid centers in the NFL. So when you've already got top end money invested in your both your tackles and your center, it's hard to then turn around and pay your left guard $17 million, which the Rams were willing to do to protect Matthew Stafford. And so this is where we are. This is the inflection point. Jonah Jackson walks in free agency, and the Lions now have a hole on their offensive line. Now they could run it back with Kayode Awoshika, the starter for the playoffs last year, after we saw Jonah Jackson go down, ended up starting against the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship and held his own. Kayode Awoshika held his own against the San Francisco 49ers. It wasn't a great game, but it wasn't a game-ruining performance either. Kayode Awoshika is young. He's going to be back with the Detroit Lions. He will be in that mix to start at left guard, as will Colby Sorsdahl. Late round pick last year, I believe he was a sixth round pick by the Detroit Lions. Small school guy, played tackle in college, then had to learn, convert to guard. And so that's another option for the Detroit Lions, or they could go the veteran route. And fortunately for the Lions, left guard is what's available in free agency. Not a whole lot of right guards. There is Kevin Zeitler, who is a Pro Bowler, who is an all pro. Do they make that move and switch Graham Glasgow to the left side of the line, or do they take their pick from all of the starting left guards that are available? And these aren't world beaters, don't get me wrong. Lacken Tomlinson, who did play with the Detroit Lions before he was traded to the 49ers, broke out with the 49ers, then spent the last 2 years with the New York Jets, and it didn't really work out the way that they were hoping to. But he's still a starting guard in the NFL. Cody Whitehair, cut by the Chicago Bears, still a starting guard in the NFL. Connor Williams, who did play center for the Miami Dolphins for the last couple of years, left guard for the Dallas Cowboys, starter in the NFL. Andres Pete, starter in the NFL, who played with Dan Campbell in New Orleans for the Saints, was there with Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn. So that's another option with a connection to the Detroit Lions. Dalton Reisner, who played for the Minnesota Vikings last year, Ben Bredesen, Greg Van Roten. Lots of options at left guard, or the Lions could end up bringing back Evan Brown as well, their former center slash, I think he played right guard, filling in for Hal Vitae after he went down 2 seasons ago. He walks to Seattle in free agency, gets replaced by Graham Glasgow, but that's another option for the Detroit Lions on the offensive line. Lots of options for the Lions at left guard. It does absolutely suck. It is heartbreaking. It is upsetting to see the core of the Lions change. The Lions were so, so good when they had all five of their linemen last year, and it's going to be a different five in 2024. It sucks, but the Lions will be fine. There are lots of options out there on the offensive line, but not so many options at cornerback, and that is why the Detroit Lions went out and traded for Carlton Davis. And I'm sure there are still some Lions fans out there wishing that they had made a move for L'Jarius Sneed, traded that second round pick, and then given a long-term contract to L'Jarius Sneed, who absolutely deserves it. But instead, the Lions end up saving on the picks, and they have their time where they can decide, okay, are we going to give Carlton Davis a long-term deal right now? Are we going to wait till after the season? And it costs way less. So I am a big, big fan of this trade. The Lions give up their second third round pick. So this is their own third round pick. The Vikings third round pick that they got for TJ Hawkinson, they keep that because that is a higher pick in the draft. So the Lions basically go from TJ Hawkinson and, well, they get more than just the third round pick. So scratch that. But either way, they give up their extra third round pick for a starting cornerback who fits what Aaron Glenn is trying to run. A man cover defense is what Aaron Glenn wants to run. He wants to be aggressive. He wants to bring the heat. He wants to blitz. And unfortunately, that just wasn't really always possible with the Lions last year. When you've got Cam Sutton at 5'11" and 190 pounds going up against all of these alphas at wide receiver, it can be really tough, especially when on the opposite side, you've got Kendall Vildor filling in for Jerry Jacobs. And so now Carlton Davis comes in, 6'205". He is a physical press man corner. You give up a third rounder and you get 2 sixth-round picks back as well. I really like that move, and I really like when I read Jamar Chase thinks Carlton Davis is the best cornerback that he has played against in the NFL. The physicality from Carlton Davis is well regarded across the league, but he just didn't get to show it these last 2 years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. When it was Bruce Arians in charge of the team, Todd Bowles was still the defensive coordinator, but Bruce Arians was calling the shots. They were running more man coverage because that was dictated by Bruce Arians. That's what he wanted. Todd Bowles becomes the head coach, and he is fully free to run his system, which is heavy on zone. Always has been, and clearly always will be, to the detriment of his players, because Carlton Davis was not a zone corner. This is not something that he was comfortable with. And he did his best. He absolutely did his best, but it just wasn't his game. And so moving to the Detroit Lions in a much more man coverage unit, following wide receiver ones across the field, something he did in 2019 and 2020 when the Bucs were winning Super Bowls with Tom Brady. It was just beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. 60% completion rate allowed in man coverage last year. That's worse than Zach Wilson throwing the ball. You might see 60% completion and think that's quite a bit. He's losing more than he wins. That's Zach Wilson levels of completions. Hasn't allowed a touchdown in man coverage in a couple of years at this point. And you might see the interception numbers, only 9 interceptions in the career, but he's being a pass breakup machine. Was second in the NFL in pass breakups in back-to-back years in that 2019 and 2020 season. But since being drafted in 2018, Carlton Davis leads the NFL in forced incompletions. So that counts as interceptions, that counts as pass breakups, and that counts as the stuff that doesn't go into the stat books, the box score. When he boxes out a wide receiver, it's an incompletion because he doesn't allow the wide receiver to come back to the ball, but that's not going to go in the stat books in your conventional box score. So Carlton Davis is just what you want to see at a Detroit Lions corner. It is going to be beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You get Carlton Davis taking on the wide receiver ones. He can follow Justin Jefferson around. He can follow DJ Moore around, follow Christian Watson around, these bigger body wide receivers. And then you get Cameron Sutton on the opposite side from Carlton Davis, taking the smaller wide receiver, taking the less physical wide receiver. And Cam Sutton just gets too much hate at this point. He was bad to end the season, but he was also dealing with an injury and doing things that weren't in his best interest, that didn't complement his game. Cam Sutton following around the wide receiver one all over the field just was a recipe for disaster. And it was disastrous at times, but the Lions had to do it because he couldn't ask Kendall Vildor to line up against CeeDee Lamb. You can't have him on Justin Jefferson. And so this was just the reality that the Lions were boxed into. Now they've got cornerback number one. Cam Sutton moves to the cornerback two role, which is going to be a much better fit. Brian Brandt still stays in the slot. And then the Lions go out and sign Amik Robertson from the Las Vegas Raiders to be cornerback three. And he can be a backup on the outside, fill in for a game or two at corner on the outside, or he can fill in the slot, which is going to be a great fit as well. If anything happens to Brian Branch, or if Brian Branch ends up moving to safety, Melifonwu Spy looked good late in the season. Love Ifeatu Melifonwu, and that's a large part of why they let CJGJ Chauncey Gardner-Johnson walk in free agency. And so you get versatility with Amik Robertson, and you get size on the outside with Carlton Davis. Amik Robertson, 5'9". He's a smaller cornerback, but he plays like he is 6'2". This is coming from Antonio Pierce, his former head coach with the Raiders. You might be wondering, okay, well, if Antonio Pierce loved him so much, why did he let him walk? Well, Jack Jones is making $1 million per year to be cornerback number two. The Raiders are looking for a cornerback number one, probably going to draft one. And so Amik Robertson ends up being depth for them as well. And the Lions were willing to pay just a little bit more for that depth. And I love it. $9 million plus over 2 years, averaging $4.6 million per year to be a backup / spot starter / allowing Brian Branch to move back to safety. Great, great sign. So now you go from Cam Sutton at number one, Jerry Jacobs / Kendall Vildor / Khalil Dorsey at number two. That was a rotating door. Emmanuel Mosley was supposed to take over that too eventually, but he never ended up entering the lineup. Now you've got Davis at the one, your former number one, Cam Sutton, goes to your number two. Brian Branch still stays in the slot. That is still elite. Amik Robertson becomes your number three. You do bring back Emmanuel Mosley, so he can be your number four outside corner, or maybe he can become your three. Maybe he can earn some spot starts as well. You've got Stephen Gilmore still sitting there at the five. So this has been an objective upgrade for the Detroit Lions at cornerback, and it has been so, so nice to watch. And that's not all. The Lions aren't done yet. Marcus Davenport, former first-round pick by the New Orleans Saints, signs a one-year, $6.5 million contract with the Detroit Lions, and this is essentially a prove-it deal. This is a, hey, if you can play 30, 40 snaps per game for us, great, and if it doesn't work out, we're not going to be hurting too much. The same deal they did with CJ GJ. They missed CJ GJ for the entire season, and it still worked out. For the Detroit Lions, Marcus Davenport is an interesting case. I didn't love the signing when I first read it because I'm thinking, is that the only move that the Lions are going to make? But it doesn't appear that way. And so you bring him in to be a rotational guy at rotational guy salary, and it's a lot better. It makes a lot more sense. Marcus Davenport typically plays that right end position, which works because Aiden Hutchinson plays left end, and he's not coming off the field. So now you've got a three-way rotation opposite Hutchinson with Josh Pascal, who can also kick inside at defensive tackle. You've got John Kaminsky, who can also kick inside the defensive tackle. He redid his deal to stay with the Lions. You've got James Houston, who is just an edge rusher and slash linebacker to try and teach him coverage as well, but he's not kicking inside. Then you get Marcus Davenport, just your prototypical defensive end, just size, speed, athleticism. He looks like a defensive end. And so they bring him in after playing with Dan Campbell, had some of his best years with the New Orleans Saints, had 9 sacks in his second to last season with the Detroit or with the New Orleans Saints, and then injuries strike, and he has no sacks in his final season with New Orleans Saints. He has a half sack, actually, correction. And then he goes to the Minnesota Vikings, and he only plays 4 games, only really healthy for 2 of them, but he does have 2 sacks in those 4 games, and given what he did with the Saints and the Vikings, averaged 35 snaps per game with the Saints, played 45 and 52 snaps per game for the Minnesota Vikings in his 2 healthy games. That's all the Lions really need. Now, I'm still hoping that they add an impact pass rusher, whether it's in free agency, whether it's in the draft. I don't want the Lions to be done at edge rusher, but bringing in Marcus Davenport to rotate at that 2, I like it. I really like it. At worst, it doesn't happen and you move on. This is not the kind of money that you are worried about losing. But at best, Marcus Davenport shows that athleticism and that potential as to why he was drafted in the first round. Now, he was overdrafted. That everyone could agree at the time. Marcus Davenport overdrafted. Saints traded up for him. Should have traded up for Lamar Jackson instead. Everyone knew it at the time. But the athleticism was just so tantalizing. You can understand making those bets on those freak athletes. But it's not just Marcus Davenport. The Lions are not done at the defensive line. There are 2 defensive tackles that the Lions are heavily, heavily interested in. Number one is DJ Reader. DJ Reader, former defensive tackle for the Cincinnati Bengals. Over 330 pounds, run stuffer, who isn't much of a pass rusher. And so you see a lot of the more bitter Lions fans. Oh, what? We're going to get a run stuffer. We're going to make sure our run defense is really good again. Not really how this works. With DJ Reader, a force up the middle, he's going to command attention. You can't just double team Aleem McNeil and Aiden Hutchinson. You were seeing that at times last year where it was a double team or a triple team with a tight end or a running back on Aiden Hutchinson. And then the center would help the guard with Aleem McNeil. And the other 2 guys on the defensive line just couldn't win their one-on-one matchups. That's not going to be possible with DJ Reader, because if you leave a guard or a center on DJ Reed all game one-on-one, he's just going to move him back. He's going to blow up the play. Now, granted, this is depending on health. DJ Reader did tear his quad at the end of the season, so the medicals have to check out. But you can't just leave DJ Reader on an island all game. So him and Aleem McNeil at defensive tackle would be a beautiful pairing, because Aleem McNeil drafted to be that nose tackle, has developed into a pass rusher. You play him at the three tech. So he's one-on-one versus a guard, and that's going to create some problems for opposing offenses. And it's not just DJ Reader that the Lions are interested in either, because Arik Armstead, former 49ers defensive lineman, he was going to make $17.5 million this year. 49ers says, that's too much. You've missed time over the past two seasons. Can you take a pay cut? Can we redo your deal? Armstead says no, and the 49ers release him. And so now the Lions are expected to be visiting with Arik Armstead as well as DJ Reader. And honestly, at any point, I should probably check my phone. Nope, not yet, because at any point, DJ Reader is with the Lions as I'm talking right now. DJ Reader, by the time this podcast actually goes up, could be a Detroit Lion. But if they do sign DJ Reader, that doesn't mean they're necessarily done at the defensive line. They could have both Arik Armstead and DJ Reader. DJ Reader probably going to cost about $11 to $13 million per year, probably a 2 or 3 year deal. Arik Armstead come down from that $17.5 million per year, probably making $13 to $16 million, probably closer to the $13 million, maybe up to $15. But the Lions can afford both of those contracts. And it just goes to speak as to why the Danielle Hunters of the world, those big mega contracts, aren't always the best idea. We see it with the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings could have spent $25 million per year to bring Danielle Hunter back, or they can sign two edge rushers in Jonathan Greenard and Andrew Van Ginkel for $29 million. That's what the Lions could very well be looking to do here. They don't get a Chris Jones. They don't get a Christian Wilkins. Justin Madubuike returns to the Baltimore Ravens. And it sucks to see these big high-name guys that everyone's interested in, everyone's fantasizing about, not end up with the Detroit Lions. But this could end up being the long-term play is, hey, we got two for the price of one of these high-end guys. DJ Reader, Arik Armstead. If the Lions are able to pull off both of them, a Super Bowl looks like it's on its way. If they even sign one of them, the defensive line is massively, massively upgraded. So far through free agency, I am loving what the Detroit Lions are doing. Bringing Graham Glasgow back, perfect. Needed to happen, amazing. Trading for Carlton Davis, completely revamping that cornerback room, amazing. Perfect envision or perfect embodiment of the vision that Aaron Glenn has for this defense with these press man corners following people around the field. Going to be great. Moves on the defensive line that could be incoming, even better. So I'm excited as a Lions fan. Now, there's still a couple things that need to happen. Like we talked about, they need a left guard. They got to figure out that position. They probably need a third safety. Kirby Joseph and Ifeatu Melifonwu, they're the starting two, which is why the Lions probably weren't too upset when CJ, GJ, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson walks for a three-year, $27 million contract with the Philadelphia Eagles, which is interesting because he's going to make $9 million per year on a long-term deal after taking a one-year prove-it deal with the Detroit Lions worth $6.5 million. So CJ GJ basically misses the entire year, has a bad game against the 49ers in the playoffs, and the Eagles say, yep, we're going to give that guy a pay raise and even more commitment. So I'm fine with the Detroit Lions letting him walk. Obviously, I would have preferred if they could make something work, CJ GJ comes back at a reasonable price. But at $9 million per year, when you're making $6.5 million last year and the Lions didn't get what they paid for in that contract, I get it. I absolutely get it. So now you need a third safety because the Lions like to run these three safety defenses quite often. And let's be honest, Brian Branch is a slot cornerback. He's a cornerback, probably not a safety at this point, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Lions do envision him as a safety. But either way, probably need another guy back there. And there are some options. There are some high-end options with Justin Simmons, Eddie Jackson, and Quandre Diggs. Imagine Nino, Glover's guy. We'd have all sorts of insight there if Quandre Diggs does decide to grace us with his return to Detroit. So we can hope, we can dream. Jordan Fuller, John Johnson, also at the top of the market at safety. It's more likely the Lions sign someone that's not looking to be a starter. Quandre Diggs, as happy as I would be to have him back in Detroit, He's probably still looking to be a full-time starter, and with the Lions, it would be a rotation. He'd be that third safety more than likely. So I don't know what ends up happening. Lions need a third safety, but when those are your needs right now, is left guard, third safety, and wide receiver three. And there are plenty of wide receiver threes available. Josh Reynolds could very well return to the Detroit Lions. Donovan Peoples-Jones is still available, which feels like a lifetime ago that the Lions made that trade for Donovan Peoples-Jones, and it just never amounted into anything. Backup punt returner filled in when Khalif Raymond went down at the end of the season. But Lions still looking for that guy at wide receiver. Jameson Williams, Monroe are going to be two of the starters. They need a third. Could be Khalif Raymond. Could be Antoine Green, but we also have Hollywood Brown available. He's probably going to cost too much. DJ Chark could return to the Detroit Lions after spending a year with the Carolina Panthers. Michael Thomas now available. KJ Osborne available from the Minnesota Vikings. Tyler Boyd available from the Cincinnati Bengals. There's lots of options at that wide receiver three position. And the draft is absolutely full of wide receivers. That late first round pick by the Lions, those second and third round picks by the Lions, could be prime time to draft a wide receiver as well. Given the state of this roster, the Lions really can't afford to just go best player available when they've got three needs that we're looking at. Left guard, which is going to be taken care of at some point. There's a lot of options to fill that hole. Safety three, which is going to be taken care of at some point. A lot of options at that role. And wide receiver three, which probably gets taken care of in free agency. I still do think Josh Reynolds is going to be back, probably getting about $6 million per year. But even then, they could still draft a wide receiver and replace him. So, however, this shakes out. The Lions are just in such a good position right now, knocking the offseason out of the park. And we're going to get four more years of it with Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes back for the long term. It's a great time to be a Detroit Lions fan. We will be back before you know it. Glover will be back on the pod talking all things Detroit Lions, but we just had to get you this podcast with all this amazing news coming out of free agency and with the big announcement of the extensions for our head coach and general manager. So had to bring that to you, emergency podcast here, but just remember, it's a great, great time to be a Detroit Lions fan, and we will see you next time.